This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're launching in the second hour of the program. Coming up, the folks down in Venezuela and their use of Bitcoin. One man says Bitcoin has saved his family. And there's an opinion piece over at the New York Times we can share with you about that coming up. You can share your thoughts with us as well. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Johnson.
And Derek J.
And we go back to your phone calls and thoughts first, though. Next up, we have Ron in New York on our Discord on-air call-in lines. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey!
Hey, what's on your mind?
So I was wondering if any of you, because they just had the Oscars, I was wondering if any of you saw the movie Vice, and what were your thoughts on it?
Does this have anything to do with Vice, the news channel?
No, this has to do with the Vice President Dick Cheney. It was a movie about, essentially the guy who did Wolf of Wall Street did a movie about Dick Cheney, and Dick Cheney is played by Christian Bale, and I think Sam Rockwell plays Bush, and it got nominated for a bunch of Oscars, including Best Picture.
Huh.
So on Saturday I saw because they replay all the Best Picture movies in theaters. So I saw A Star Is Born at one time, and then I saw. Really? And then I saw Vice at another time, and it was interesting. For the most part, I agreed with it, but what I found interesting was they actually took a jab at the Cato Institute at one point.
Okay. The Cato Institute being a relatively libertarian think tank in D.C.
Yeah, because what they did was in the movie, they tried to make it out like, well, they get to this one point in the movie where right after Dick Cheney becomes a congressman in Wyoming, they're talking about all this, essentially in the 1980s when Reagan becomes president, there's this whole rise of conservatism, and they say, because obviously Adam McKay is a liberal Bernie-crat director, so he makes it out like, Republicans love the 1% and everything. And so what he does is he takes jabs at all these different, like, people who he perceives to be helping the 1%, and he goes after all these interest groups, and he goes after the Koch brothers, and then he goes after the Cato Institute, which I found interesting.
Because the lefties aren't the 1%, right? All the politicians that are super rich and George Soros, there's no lefties that are the 1%.
Yeah, I know. And I'm pretty sure Adam McKay is a millionaire since he's a movie director who's...
Well, a millionaire is not going to get you into the 1%. You got to be much more than a millionaire.
Why did it bother you so much that they took a jab at Cato? Why does
it didn't really bother me. I mean,
You're talking about it now.
You're calling a radio show about it.
It affected
you. Well, no, I was just interested by it.
But why?
I don't know. I mean, there were just some things that I found interesting. I wasn't sure if you guys had seen the movie and if you had any thoughts on it.
No, I try to not pay any attention to politicians, and I certainly don't want to watch movies about them.
Yeah, but I did agree with a lot of the anti-war messages.
Although, to be clear, I would watch Furman Supreme's movie, just to
definitely
be clear.
Yes.
Yeah. But, yeah, I thought that was interesting. The other thing, though, that I thought was interesting was they were talking about how in Congress there was a bill that passed in the 80s which, like, limited essentially it kind of loosened up restrictions on what was allowed on TV. And
really?
The film kind of portrayed it as if that was a bad thing, because they were like, oh, this gave radio show hosts and TV stars more leeway. And then they portray a clip of, like, Rush Limbaugh saying something politically incorrect about women, and it's like, wait, is
are you talking about the end of the equal time rules? Because that doesn't really have a whole lot to do with, like, you know, seeing more violence or anything like that. You're talking about making it so, like, radio stations and television stations didn't have to give equal time to political candidates. Is that the what you're talking about?
I think it was. It might have been. It might have been.
Yeah, there's a lot of people on the left who are pretty butthurt about that particular rollback of that
so
regulation.
So you're voting for Vermin Supreme, right?
Don't me?
Yeah.
Oh, me.
I figure if you got two brain cells to rub together, you're excited about him right now.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, we'll see if he gets past the primary. I doubt he's going
to
get
the help. He'll need your help. That's why we're talking about it.
You have to vote for him in order for him to get past the primary, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have a feeling, though, that considering they're probably going to get, like, a moderate Republican who's has a lot of be the nominee again, like Gary Johnson 4 years ago. But, I mean, I'd rather get somebody who's principled, like Vermin Supreme.
That's right.
Well, that's a good point. He does have principles.
And stop
Pony
hurting
principles.
Yourself. You're hurting yourself watching these terrible movies. Go watch a real movie. This is Vermin Supreme. Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it, Ron. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We go to Peter. He's calling from the belly of the beast. He's in D.C. Hello, Peter.
Hey, guys. I actually called last week about some issue about a Nazi symbol at my college, but now I just want to talk about how college is a scam. See, I am a senior right now, and I'm on my or I'm in my last semester rather, and it's starting to hit me how this whole thing of higher education is just a big scam.
What did it?
I was. Go ahead.
What did it?
Oh, I'm sorry. What? Yeah. See, when I was 18, right, and you go to public school, they just throw this nonsense at you that hey, if you don't go to college, you're a big loser. Hey, if you don't go to college, you're going to be working at McDonald's for God's sake. And of course, you know, I was 18 and I had no idea about economics or finance. But now that I'm 21 and I look back at what I did with all this borrowing and whatnot, you know, I'm in a big hole, when I graduate.
Yeah, can you tell us how much? Do you mind sharing with us how
the
hole?
Yeah, I don't mind at all. It's over $50,000. I go to a private school.
And it's most of a house.
The problem is that, yeah, exactly. The problem is, look, I'm graduating in May with a degree in economics, but there's thousands of people that graduate with a degree in economics, and, you know, how am I going to find a job? Me being at school for 3+ years has taken away all the valuable skills that I could have learned on the job. I've been learning a bunch of nonsense. Of course, I'm sure you guys know that they teach us Keynesian nonsense at these universities. It does no good. I literally wasted my time getting brainwashed while I could have been out there in the real world getting skills. And
it's frustrating.
And, you know, it just came to me that, hey, you know, I agree that education is important, but I mean, that's why they have libraries. If you want to get educated,
that's why they have the internet.
Exactly.
It sounds like you're going to cry, man. And I wouldn't blame you.
Yeah, no.
You got serious debt, serious problems, wasting your life. And what?
Exactly.
What turned? Like, it sounds like for a few years you believed the lies. When did they stop? When did you stop believing them? It sounds like this is a recent thing for you.
No, I'm just going on a rant because I'm about to graduate, but When I got into Austrian economics and libertarianism, that's when everything just clicked to me.
And when was that in your college, you know, career? At what point did you discover that, and how did that happen?
I was a sophomore, and it actually happened with a professor of mine who was teaching international relations, and I'll always remember the first thing he did was gave us the definition of a Keynesian and an Austrian, and he put on this really popular videos. It's the Hayek and Kane's rap video.
Yeah, that is a funny video. Hang on, if you would. I think Derek looks like he's got some more questions or at least something else to say about this. So stand by. We'll hear more of your story in moments if you can. Peter in D.C., he's in college down there, $50,000 in debt. And now he's figured out that maybe it wasn't the best choice. More on the way here. You can share your thoughts, your experience. 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us if you call us on Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Just head over there. And that is also a way for you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Derek J's hanging out in the Discord chat. I'm in there pretty much all the time. Johnson is in there. He's not called Johnson, though. He's Tempest Infernus. there in the Discord. So check it out. It's there 24/7, by the way. So you can interact with liberty-loving folks and some not-so-liberty-loving folks. Because anybody can join the Discord. We don't kick out the Fash Bash guy. He's in there as a regular participant.
What's a Fash Bash guy?
It's in his name. I don't know what his actual name is, but yeah, he's usually something Fash Bash or Fash Bash this and that. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting
characters in there. Check it out over at discord.lrn.fm. And if you're interested in cryptocurrency, and we will hopefully get into Bitcoin coming up here in just a moment, and you want to learn the basics, Bitcoin.com's got them. They've got a great Bitcoin Academy that you can go through and learn about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. You can also learn how to choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy some Bitcoin, and even learn where you can spend your Bitcoin. Plus, read the latest news headlines or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. Just go to Bitcoin.com. That's easy to remember. Bitcoin.com. As we go back to Peter in D.C., he's in college. He's 21 years old, has had the unfortunate realization that maybe it wasn't worth it after all, the $50,000 in debt to acquire an economics degree. You're about finished with college, and you're just kind of calling, it seems, to express your frustration, to maybe throw out a warning to younger listeners that might be hearing this, that maybe they shouldn't necessarily go down this prescribed path that it seems like everyone tries to push people, young people, into.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I hope to target. I hope to target the kids in high school or perhaps some parents that have kids that are maybe considering college. You know, in fact, the greatest thing I've ever did was apply to this program at the Mises Institute called Mises University completely free. Hmm. All you have to do is pay for your transportation. And I tell you, I learned more about economics in one week than I did in 4 years. And the reality is that at the heart of this issue, it's the government's fault. They give these kids free loans. These kids, and I would know because I was one of them, they have no idea what they're getting into. They think that, hey, you know, I graduated from college. I'm going to be getting paid, you know, $200,000 by the time I'm 30 years old. Complete nonsense. You're going to be owing $200,000. Like you said earlier.
And working at a restaurant.
Sure, and I'm about to graduate with a piece of paper and a mortgage. So I mean, you're screwed. And
well, you don't get a mortgage.
What happened?
you get a college debt. You don't get to live in that. With a mortgage, you get to live in it. You live in the house.
Yeah, that's true.
Why didn't you take action sooner, Peter? It drives me nuts to hear your story, and I feel bad for you because it sounds like you're in a really bad situation. You've got a ton of debt and almost no way to pay for it.
You can't waive it. Can't go bankrupt from it.
And I feel your fear. So why didn't you listen to the sophomore you?
It's just like, you know, my parents don't really share my philosophy of libertarianism.
So they wouldn't let you leave?
Exactly, yeah.
But wait, they're not paying for it. Hold on. It's one thing if your parents are paying for college and they're like, we think it's really important that you go to college. We're going to pay for it. It sounds to me like they're not paying a dime.
No, they're not.
I'm don't want to disappoint
money.
Them? Is that the idea? You just don't want mom and dad to be upset?
Yeah, they would be disappointed in me and probably, I'm assuming, probably kick me out if I ever decided to drop out.
I'm sure they love you, but they're not doing what's in your best interest. Can't you see that?
Well, I mean, if he's living with
them.
Oh, you're living with your parents?
Yeah, he said they would kick him out. So, I mean, just tell him.
Good.
Tell him, you need to stay there now until your student loans are paid off.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
No
right?
way, man. Get out of there now. What are you doing? Why don't you leave school? What do you even care about the diploma for?
Well, now it's sunken costs, right?
Yeah,
where
that's
he's almost graduated.
Yeah.
No?
I mean,
are you right or are you wrong?
You're completely right. You know,
if he's in his senior year, it's already paid for. So.
Yeah.
But if you want other people to take you seriously, how are you not going to act on your own advice?
Well, see, I think his advice is
don't pay for it.
with a paper degree, but now, you know, the reality is, it's the government's fault. You see, if you walk around any college today,
come on, man,
you.
I love you, Peter, but it's your fault. You took it.
No, sure, I did. But if I can just make this point, because I think it's important. These loans, they don't go towards good professors. If you go to any university today, they're all a bunch of Marxists. And what they do with these, with this money that kids just borrowed and borrow and borrow, is that they innovate. That's how they attract young kids. They make these
There's no innovation in academia. I mean, what are they doing that's innovative? They're doing the same old thing they've always done, the same way they've done it. They just keep raising the costs because they know they can get it. They know that the loans are guaranteed. So let's just keep, like you're saying, expanding the dorms. That's not innovation. That's just expansion. Let's expand and build more buildings to fill with more Marxist teachers.
Exactly.
You know.
So it's your concept, Peter, that you didn't really. It wasn't like a fully informed decision that you were defrauded to making this choice.
Yeah.
Okay, and now that you've realized you've been defrauded, what do you believe is the best course of action for people who are in your situation? Not people who are like, I haven't started college yet, but the people who are in college and are like, man, this is not working out. This doesn't look good.
Sure. Yeah, I think what's gonna happen is that, and I'm actually, I'll admit that my loans are by the government, from the government. Mm-hmm. And I think what's going to happen, with like a lot of young people and the upcoming election in 2020, is that the young people, they're going to want to vote for a flat out socialist, Marxist, whatever you want to call that person, but the individual who will bail out these student loans.
Democratic
socialist.
Right
now,
we're going to get free education for all the youths.
Well, the good news is you don't have to worry about young people voting, so that's probably not going to happen. Yeah. In any significant way.
No, I hear what Peter's saying. It sounds like when these young people become older people, this is exactly what they're going to do. Yeah, so they're going to vote themselves right off the debt, let someone else pay for it, and that's bad.
Yeah, and you know, I don't agree with that, but boy, you know, if I could take advantage of the government's stupid action, if that scenario were to come through, then you know, I'd be all for it. But you know, and again, my other option I was actually thinking of doing was just getting the hell out of the U.S. and perhaps getting a banking job in Singapore or Hong Kong, where there's actually free market capitalism over there, and just this place.
Can you do that? Can you go to Hong Kong and just get a job as a non-Hong Kongian?
You do anything you want.
Well, there's certain rules about immigration in a lot of places.
Sure, yeah. All you have to do is, I think it's maybe a couple hundred to surrender your U.S. citizenship.
You want to go all the way. That's an interesting plan.
Yeah, that's
Peter,
cool.
Keep us in the loop with how that develops. I'm sure other people will appreciate hearing your story. And thanks for sharing your thoughts with us here tonight. It's a situation that a lot of people are up against with these college loans. We're coming up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Democratic-led vote in the House on a resolution to block President Trump's declaration of a national emergency has passed. The resolution passed by a 245-182 vote on Tuesday in the House. President Trump's former personal attorney is ending his first day of a high-profile testimony before a congressional committee. Republican Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana on what we can learn from Cohen.
It does not impress Mr. Cohen. He lied to us once. Anything he says, I think that the American people need to be very, very skeptical about any allegations.
Cohen will be testifying before a House Oversight Committee on Wednesday in an open hearing. And President Trump is set to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial in, toll free, bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Derek J.
We'll talk about Bitcoin and how, according to one man in Venezuela, it has saved his family. That is a big claim to make, and we'll let him back it up coming up here in moments. But speaking of cryptocurrency, Derek J., you are one of the primary folks behind AnyPay.Global. We've been very excited about AnyPay since before AnyPay became a sponsor. We've sort of partnered with AnyPay here.
Yeah.
But we were excited. That's why we partnered with AnyPay, because we're excited about it. But that's not all that you're doing. AnyPay is now reaching out in sort of a different method through a new website.
Are we talking about helpmetakebitcoin.com?
Yeah.
So I made this week, you know, because I'm like you. I love to use cryptocurrency. And even before there was Dash and all these other cryptocurrencies, I was setting up businesses with BitPay.
Way back in the day, here in Keene.
So that they could take Bitcoin, because I think it's great, and it increases freedom for everybody, for the business owner. They get more customers. For the people who love to spend cryptocurrency, they get more privacy. You know, it's a lot of empowerment all around, so it's a lot of wins.
I just had Indian food today that I bought with Dash, thanks
cool.
to AnyPay.
Did you get some Dash back?
Of course I did, 100%
nice.
Back.
That's a good feature. So, yeah, we made an alternative to BitPay, because Bitcoin wasn't really working. So we made AnyPay does mostly Dash. You know, it's another cryptocurrency and people seem to like it. But people want...
And several others.
Yeah, we do like 8 different ones. But people want their favorite business to take crypto. They just don't have the tools to do it. And it's awkward because there's no big... like, if with a company, they send agents around, you know, and they put suits on them and go around and say, here, you're going to buy this product, and they're salesy about it. Mm. But with Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, it's sort of like a ground-up movement, you know? So it's about you talking to your favorite business owner and telling them and having a relationship about it. But
right.
It's hard. We don't know how to do it. We're not salespeople. So I made this website, helpmetakebitcoin.com, so that people can send their business to that and just say, look, these guys will help you do it. And in 5 minutes, you'll be set up.
It's 5 minutes. Got the instructions. You've timed it.
Step one, download a Bitcoin wallet.
Yep.
Step two, download the AnyPay app. Step three, link your wallet to the Bitcoin app. Step four, take a payment. It's done.
Boom.
It's really fast and easy. Yep. And now we've got the apps in the App Store. So it's all available for your favorite business to start taking crypto in 5 minutes.
Yep,
so,
and I'm also really excited that in the website, again, helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Yeah, they'll help you take Bitcoin.
I'm also excited that I don't know if I can break this news, but I'm going to, because I haven't been told I can't.
What?
Edge Wallet is going to be a new sponsor here Free Talk Live.
They're great.
It's my favorite.
That's who I recommend on the website.
Yeah.
And it stinks because I would like to be able to recommend Bitcoin.com, but Edge is a better wallet.
Edge is awesome.
I hate that that's true because I love Bitcoin.com.
Edge earned it. I mean, they were there with a great Bitcoin wallet back in the day. It was called Airbits. Remember when you and I used to use Airbits?
That was always the one I recommended to people.
And then they came out with Edge and they went into the world of multi-crypto, and they've made a very easy-to-use multi-crypto wallet that even has Monero, which is a pretty hard-to-find one as far as mobile wallets are concerned. It's got several different options for cryptos, tokens, Ethereum, Bitcoin, Cash, Dash, and so combining that as your receiving wallet, that's what I recommend to all the business owners in town. Set up the Edge wallet, set up AnyPay, you're done.
It's so got the right experience, too. I was down in Anarchapulco, and I helped set up the bar there at the hotel to take Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. And the manager was like, hey, come show me this Bitcoin thing. I want to know what this is about. So we set him up with a wallet. Bitcoin.com was one of the sponsors. So we had him download the Bitcoin.com wallet. He, it wasn't working. It wasn't scanning properly. There was some bug, and they know about it. They're going to fix it. But because it was broken, he went and deleted the app. Now, we had already sent him $10. That money's just deleted. It's gone.
But he didn't write the backup phrase down.
Well, you were just standing there at the bar. So that's not the experience that people are used to with an app. You should be able to delete it and then get it back, and it's fine. With Edge, it would be fine. He would be fine because it works like an app you would expect.
Right.
There's this paradigm shift with cryptocurrency where you have to take personal responsibility for it. Most people aren't ready for that.
Nope.
And
they learn the hard way.
So Edge Wallet takes a little bit of that personal responsibility away.
You are still responsible for remembering your username and password. If you forget either one of those, Edge cannot recover it for you, and that's because all the keys to your wallet are in your control.
Yeah.
It's just they make it more accessible because username and password are what people are used to rather than some obtuse 18 or 24-word backup phrase that has to be written down and stored in a safe. Still, I would recommend to a new user to store their username and password for Edge somewhere safe beyond their mind, because sometimes people are just so absent-minded. They're so busy, especially local business owners.
Happens
I can't tell you how many times they just forget their password. And if there's no recovery, people rely on password recovery.
They might do it every time they sign in.
Yeah.
They're just, password. Yeah, yeah. It's amazingly horrible.
Yeah.
But if that guy's experience was so bad, when he deleted the money, he was like, nah, I'm done with this Bitcoin thing.
Oh, man.
Is that awful? Like, so if it had just been a different app, if it had just been Edge, then he would have been able to sign in and still have his money.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. Edge.app is their website. So it's a great combo with helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Yeah.
And you said you just launched this. It's brand new. Probably going to get tweaked a little bit, but it looks great.
Week. Yeah, I just made it this week because I'm like, there's so many people out there who want to use Bitcoin.
Right.
And they don't have
the
tool.
Know where to start.
Yeah, well, it's the users who are going to make it happen. The businesses aren't going to go and do this on their own. You have to talk to your favorite business and tell them you want them to take Bitcoin, and they're going to say, how do I do that?
No, they're going to be like, I'll think about it, because you're going to be the only one asking. That's the problem here, Derek J. We live in a place that we've got a group of good cryptocurrency users. This is the reason why. When I did the interview with Forbes magazine that was published recently that promoted AnyPay, and it was all about using crypto in real life and people who are doing that, I said it's not a coincidence
It's not a random happening that New Hampshire is the crypto mecca, or Venezuela also, very, very popular for cryptocurrency. In Venezuela's case, it's because people are desperate for an option that's better than the money that they have.
I don't know what's really going on in Venezuela. I don't know if it's really a cryptocurrency revolution there. I'm skeptical because of the way that people think and act.
We interviewed a gentleman who is with Dash and had gone down
there. Rodrigo?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm skeptical of him. Okay. You know, I don't believe it. I saw the Dash documentary he produced, and I don't think it's really I don't think it's happening.
You think they're blowing it out of proportion? That it's
Looks really good for Dash to claim that there's a ton of businesses taking cryptocurrency there, but is it really happening? We don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
Well, we know it's happening in New Hampshire.
We can't prove it.
We know that.
We know it's happening because there's map.anypay.global. You could see that there are places taking payments.
We can talk about that now?
Why not?
Okay. It's working. Everything's map. Okay.
Yeah.
So can you tell what map.anypay.global
is? Yeah, so everyone's got this map. If you've been in cryptocurrency at
map.
You're looking for places where you can spend your Bitcoin.
Dash has a map?
Yeah, everyone's got a map, you know, and none of them are good because you don't know. As soon as a place
Coin
is added to the
terribly
map.
Terribly out of date.
As soon as a place is added to a map, you know it's stale. You go back to that location. You go to any place on CoinMap or the other ones, and you go and you say, oh, yeah, I'd like to pay with Bitcoin, please. You're going to get a blank stare right in your face.
It's so
and then
sad.
They're going to send you packing because they don't take cryptocurrency, and you have no way of knowing whether they do or not, except now at map.anypay.global, you can go and see that a business in your town took cryptocurrency this month. This week, or they haven't taken a payment in over 90 days.
Yeah.
There's a pretty good chance they're not going to know what they're doing. But maybe you need to go there and help them out. Like,
right.
That would be a great place to go visit.
Hey, here's an idea, crypto people. Spend your crypto in real life if you can.
Yeah.
So,
well,
it's
you
fun
said
to do
it's
it.
Special in New Hampshire. I'm speculating that because of HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com and our efforts, we're going to train people on the skills they need to make their town like Keene and Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
I hope so.
They can do it. The benefit to the business owner is more customers. Every business wants more customers. So you tell them, look, you're going to get more customers if you take cryptocurrency. And it's true.
But what if you're the only guy in the area?
The map, when they install AnyPay, is going to send people there because it's going to say, oh, look, there's a business that hasn't gotten anyone spending in a while. I better go there and help them out.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Check out Derek's new site, HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. You can comment. You can bring up what you want. And Carlos Hernandez, a Venezuelan economist, has a few things to say about how Bitcoin has helped him and his family in Venezuela. The headline, Bitcoin has saved my family. Say more about that coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and yes, you can call in toll free and bring up whatever is on your mind. We got Bitcoin on the way here about one man saying it has saved his family in Venezuela. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Derek J.
But first, we're going to go back to the phones and back to the fun. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can jump in on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. If you want to sound great, if you want to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio, that's how you will sound if you're on Discord. Over at discord.lrn.fm. And by the way, thank you to JP. He's a Free Talk Live amplifier, a longtime supporter of Free Talk Live. This is one of the newer things that we've been doing here in the last half a year, Derek.
I love it. I've heard it.
Shouting out to the amplifier.
Way to go, JP, man. Keeping it alive.
Yeah, and long time, too. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. That's all we're asking you for, and it's a way for us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So what we do is we reach out to radio stations. We, you know, pitch the show to those stations. We do advertising within the radio industry. So in certain, like, industry publications, email newsletters, things like that, there's advertisements for Free Talk Live. You know, to make program directors aware that we exist, and we happen to also be the longest running show in our time slot now at this point. We've literally outlasted all of the competition in the nighttime 7 to 10 Eastern time slot. So we've got the benefit now of having been there forever.
Wow.
So we're not the new kids on the block anymore. So that actually makes your AMP dollars more effective. Because back in the early days, you know, we were trying to pitch a show that barely had any stations, and it's hard. Like, if you don't have enough, you know, you don't have a bunch of stations, it's kind of a monkey see, monkey do business. You know, the stations don't want to come on unless other stations have come on. Well, now we got 196 of them. So,
wow.
As of today. So, welcome aboard to our new stations, KABQ. New listeners there, and they're now airing the show live in Albuquerque. And so you can help us get on more radio stations. Join the AMP program like JP over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. And, yes, you can use credit card. You can use Bitcoin, BTC, as well as PayPal to join the AMP program and get some cool perks and some bennies because you are an amplifier. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones here to Robert in Los Angeles, listening via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, Robert. Hello? Robert in Los Angeles. Going once. Do we have Robert in Los Angeles going twice? All right. Well, maybe there's something wrong with his phone line. We're going to put him back on hold. We'll give our board op a chance to maybe check in with him here in a little bit. Maybe he went into a bad cell. Oh, nope, he just dropped off the line. Well, feel free to call back. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's jump into the story here that we've been teasing for 2 hours. Carlos Hernandez, a Venezuelan economist, writing an opinion piece at the New York Times based out of Ciudad Guayana in Venezuela. He writes, on Tuesday, I went shopping for milk. With the chronic food shortages in Venezuela, that errand is already very complicated. But there's an extra layer of difficulty for me. I don't own bolivars, Venezuela's official currency.
Why not?
I keep all of my money in Bitcoin. Keeping it in bolivar would be financial suicide. The last time I checked, the rate of daily inflation was around 3.5%. That's daily inflation. The annual inflation rate for 2018 was almost... Take a guess.
A million.
1.7 million percent.
Wow. A million percent. 1.7 million. What was the daily?
3.5%.
Okay.
Says, I don't have a bank account abroad, and with Venezuela's currency controls, there's no easy way for me to use a conventional foreign currency like American dollars. Things just keep getting crazier here. Venezuela now has two presidents. One of them, Nicolas Maduro, wants to take on the British billionaire Richard Branson in a competition of charity concerts, while we Venezuelans are going hungry.
Wait, what?
This was recent. Branson went and threw a concert to...
The Virgin guy?
Yeah, that guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he went and threw a concert, I think, just over the border in Colombia.
I don't think that he himself is actually a virgin.
No, probably you not. Know what I'm saying.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah, from the company. And so he threw a concert in...
I think it was in Colombia, right across the border from Venezuela.
What was the point of that?
To make people happy or something, raise money for charity. I'm not real clear on what it was.
Weird.
While we Venezuelans are going hungry, there have been violent standoffs over humanitarian aid piling up at the borders of Colombia and Brazil. And before I can buy milk, I need to convert bitcoins into bolivar. He says, actually, that part's easier than you might think. I go through the listings on localbitcoins.com, the exchange that most Venezuelans seem to use, looking for offers to buy my bitcoins from people who use the same bank that I do. That way, the wire transfer can go through immediately. Once I accept the offer, the bitcoins are deducted from my wallet and are held in escrow by the site. I send my banking information to the buyer and wait. After the buyer sends me his bolivars via wire transfer, I release the bitcoins from escrow, and they are transferred to the buyer's bitcoin wallet. We give each other a positive score, and that's it. The whole process takes about 10 minutes. Turns out, I'm not the only Venezuelan using cryptocurrencies. The local market for bitcoins broke a record on April 17th, reaching $1 million worth on that day alone, according to Bloomberg. Venezuela has been ranking second worldwide in volume of activity on localbitcoins.com.
Right.
Now, this is interesting because you were skeptical, Derek J., earlier of a lot of the Dash claims. There's people over there that are purportedly pushing Dash, and there's a lot of businesses that are allegedly accepting it. They claim, I think, as many as 3,000 businesses across all of Venezuela, at least 1,000 in Caracas alone.
Yeah.
And
that's the claim.
So... these are real numbers that we can at least look at here.
That is happening. Yeah. We know that's happening because it's on localbitcoins.com. So these transactions, you can confirm this is going on. And it makes total sense that people are trading bolivars for Bitcoin with each other.
Right.
The next step is to use it at a business.
Exactly.
And like instead of transacting and wasting, I mean, he says it's only 10 minutes, but you still have to spend a part of your day, you know, not holding the money that you want. He could just keep it as Bitcoin and give it to the business.
By the way, I've never heard of a wire transfer taking 10 minutes, but maybe because it's at the same bank, it's like a local wire. Because normally, like in the U.S., if you do a wire transfer, you're waiting all day long.
Yeah, but wouldn't the transaction fee, if he was taking Bitcoin and giving it directly to the business, be like millions of bolivar in the transaction fee?
For cryptocurrency?
I would suggest maybe not using Bitcoin for such
a It's not such a big deal. The transaction volume is low enough. The fees are like a few cents.
Back to a few cents on Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Without Lightning Network?
No, I think you're still looking at maybe like 20 cents or something like that for a
It Bitcoin depends on the wallet you use. Bitcoin.com is going to punish you if you use BTC.
Right.
But any regular wallet will allow you to send Bitcoin for 1 cent if you choose.
I will say this. I had the blockchain.info wallet that I used recently to send some Bitcoin to Vincent. He did some work while we were in Mexico doing like the archives for the show. And so he wanted Bitcoin as payment. And I sent him a payment, and I just did the normal fee that blockchain.com's wallet recommended, Blockchain.info.com. They're kind of on both of those URLs now.
Yeah.
Long-time wallet. They've been around for a long time. They've got millions of installs. It's a pretty decent wallet, and they've always had pretty good fee estimation.
Yeah.
But this one got stuck for a while.
No.
For quite a while.
Yeah, you definitely don't want that to happen. And for the price of a few cents, just adding a little extra to that, I always make it priority.
So I do priority on that if I'm serious about getting it there sooner. And a priority one's going to still be like 20 to 60 cents.
Well, to be fair, what Bitcoin.com is doing with that high fee is probably doing users a favor because they don't want the transaction
to
get stuck. Yeah, they don't want you to have a bad experience. And besides, it does incentivize you to switch over to Bitcoin Cash, a way more usable, low-fee Bitcoin.
So Venezuela, according to localbitcoins.com, has been ranking second worldwide in volume of activity after Russia.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I've never actually seen this chart. I'm actually curious now to go see, you know, what are the top countries that are using local Bitcoins? Because, I mean, they're busy on the United States, so it sounds like some countries are even busier. According to CoinDance, a website that monitors cryptocurrency transactions, during the week ending February 16th, people in Venezuela traded about $6.9 million worth on localbitcoins.com, compared with about 13.8 in Russia. He says he's converting that at the average Bitcoin exchange rate, according to CoinMarketCap.com. He says that's saying something for a country in its fifth year of a recession, whose economy contracted by some 18% in 2018.
Yeah, they're not using it as an investment. They're using it as their money. It's not like they're...
Which is awesome.
Yeah, it's totally the right way to go, except they need to take the next step, which is use it as money at a business, instead of converting it to bolivars, which nobody wants.
Which maybe some of them are. You know, this may be just the tip of an iceberg, because we don't know. That's harder to track, right? Like, it would be a lot harder to... It's one thing, because local Bitcoins knows where you are, right? Like, they have the country in which you're doing business, the country in which the sales are being made, so they can come up with these charts.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're just going to Domino's, or, you know, I've heard that...
Churches
and Papa John's. There's a video of some guy paying at Papa John's with...
I heard they don't do that anymore.
Oh, really?
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because if people were coming in and using it, they would keep doing it, right?
Also, people need to know it's there.
That's true as well. So, we can continue with this guy. He says Bitcoin has saved his family. We'll get into that coming up here in Venezuela. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. R3's next. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract. Get results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.